So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the psukim of Parshas Nesachim, one of which states, "Vasisim ish laHashem oylei zavach lafali neder oyven adava oyven mayadadechem." One of which states, "Vasisim ish laHashem oylei zavach lafali neder oyven adava oyven mayadadechem lasis reich nechayich laHashem minat bakar minat zayin." The word "oy" is written four times, and "oy lechalik." The word "oy" serves as a separation between the two words as follows: lafali neder oyven adava. According to Yeshua, this pasuk comes to teach "oy lechalik." Nesachim is required even for one carbon alone, whether in neder or nedava. Otherwise, we would have thought Nesachim is not required for one carbon. Nesachim is only required for two carbonas, a neder and a nedava, because Rabbi Yeshua generally holds avagav the leg siv yachdam kamay dechsiv dami. When the pasuk mentions two items together, both items are required, even where it does not specify yachdav. Therefore, kamash malon oy lechalik aisin neder luchudei lebay nesachim aisin nedava luchudei lebay nesachim. While according to Rabbi Yenison, this pasuk is not needed to teach that nesachim is required even for one carbon, a neder or nedava, since Rabbi Yenison generally holds mashme echad ve'echad b'fnei atzmai ad sheyifrid lecha kasav yachdav. When the pasuk mentions two items together, both items are not required unless it specifies yachdav, and our pasuk does not mention yachdav. Therefore, Rabbi Yenison holds that lafali neder oyven nedava comes to teach oy lechalik aisin neder v'nedava kol chad v'chad bay nesachim. If one person brings two types of karbanas for different obligations, for example, an oil as a neder and the shlam as a nedava, two nesachim are required, one for each carbon. Otherwise, we would have thought, aisin neder v'nedava tisagim nesachim d'chad. If one person brought two karbanas, one nesachim would suffice for both. Kamash malon oy lechalik aisin neder v'nedava kol chad v'chad bay nesachim. Oyven mayadechem. The pasuk oyven mayadechem comes to teach oy lechalik oyle v'shlam b'neder inami oyle v'shlam b'nedava kochad v'chad bay nesachim. Even if one person brought two types of karbanas for the same obligations, for example, he brought an oyle and shlamim, and both were neder or both were nedava, two nesachim are required. V'chisase ben mokar oyle izavach. The pasuk oyle izavach comes to teach oyle chalik shtei oyles echa b'neder ve'echa b'nedava kochad v'chad bay nesachim. Even if one person brought two karbanas of the same type, but for different obligations, for example, he brought two oilas, and one was a neder and the other a nedava, two nesachim are required. Lefali neder oishlam. The pasuk lefali neder oishlam comes to teach oilechalik, shtei oilas ben neder, v'shtei oilas ben nedava, kol chad v'chad bay nesachim. Even if one person brought two karbanas of the same type, and for the same obligations, for example, he brought two oilas, and both were a neder or both a nedava, two nesachim are required. Kacha tasu le'echad. This pasuk comes to teach oy lechalik shtei oylis b'neder bevas achas kochad v'chad bay nesachim. Even if the two similar karbanas were brought simultaneously, two nesachim are required. Min habakar min atzay. According to Rabbi Yeshua, this pasuk comes to teach oy lechalik b'chad mina kochad v'chad bay nesachim. Even if the two similar karbanas were also the same type of animal, both were bakar or both were tzayin, two nesachim are required. And the Gemara previously explained that according to Rabbi Yenison, the pasuk min habakar min atzayin comes to teach oy lechalik in the case of ba'ayma hareila oyla ratza echad maybe ratza shnai maybe. A person who makes a neder to bring a carbon oyla can bring either bakar or tzayin, and he's not obligated to bring both bakar and tzayin. The Gemara proceeds with the previous Mishnah's next halacha. Chatasa shem mitzayra ba'ashamay tu'un nesachim. The chatas ba'asham of mitzayra do require nesachim, even though they're obligatory. And the Gemara cites the source in the pasuk in Parashat Mitzayra. The three Asroinim are for three Minchas Nesachim, one for each of the three Kvasim. As we see from a later Pasuk, the Kohen brought the Karban and Mincha together, apparently, and the Karbanis Mitzayra also require Yayin le Nesachim, because the Pasuk in Parashat Nesachim states, V'yayin le-nesach r'viyasehin, ta'asa lo'ayla ila zebach le-kebas ha'echad. Ayla zu oylas mitzayra, le-zebach zu chattas mitzayra, ayla zebach zu asha mitzayra. As the Gemara explains, the pasuk must be referring to karbanas mitzayra, and not to karbanas nazir that requires four karbanas, either because there's another pasuk that excludes chattas v'asham nazir, or because ezehu dabash v'tzarech shleish ribuyin hava'im ezu mitzayra. There are three inclusive words, and mitzayra requires three animal karbanas, while Naz requires four karbanas. The Gemara proceeds with another pasuk in Parashat Nesachim. Oy la'ayl, ta'aseh mincha seh l'shnei esroinim. As Rashi explains, the pasuk is superfluous because we already know from Parshas HaMasafin that an ayil or ram of 30 months requires nesachim. If the word la'ayil teaches, l'rabbis eilu shel Aaron, the ayil la'ayla that the Kohen Gadol brings on Yom Kippur also requires nesachim. And we would not have known this from the pasuk Ovei Ma'adechem, referring to all kabbanas of all Yom Tovim, because we would have assumed that this applies only to Hanamili de Tzibur, Abu the Yachalai. Only an Eilas Cheva that is a carbon Tzibur, such as the Masafim, requires Nesachim, but Eilas Shalaran that is a carbon Yachad does not require Nesachim. And we would not have known this from the pasuk of Eilas Yeledis, that is also carbon Yachad, because we would have assumed Hanamila Dabash and Kavu Leizman, of Dabash and Kavu Leizman, Eimalai. Only an Eilas Yachad Cheva that does not have a set time requires Nesachim, but Eilas Shalaran that does have a set time in Yom Kippur does not require Nesachim, therefore we need La'ayil, L'rabbis Eilas Shalaran. And the words Eila I'll teach, L'rabbis is a palgus, a sheep in its 13th month requires Nesachim. Because an ayil is more than 13 months, and a kevis is less than 12 months. And as the Gemara explains, the pasuk is only needed according to Rabbi Yechon, who holds palgus berihu. Palgus is considered its own class, it is neither an ayil nor a kevis. However, the pasuk is not needed according to Bar Prada, who holds palgus sveku. A palgus is not its own class, rather it's a doubtful ayil or kevis. And itzach krol rebuyi sveka, a pasuk is not required to teach the halacha basafik, because as Rashi explains, haloi lefnei hamakim hakol goloi ve'in sveka lefanov. To Hashem, everything is clear without any questions. The Gemara proceeds with another pasuk in Parashat Nesachim. Kach yas l'shara echad or l'ayil ha'echad, oy l'seba kfasim oy ve'izim l'shara echad. The entire pasuk is superfluous. It comes to teach the following. L'shara ha'echad teaches niski egel k'niski par. A carbon of a one-year-old calf requires the same large nesachim as that of a three-year-old bull. Otherwise, we would have thought l'fisha mitzinu shechalik ha'kaza ben niski ayil l'niski kevis yochem l'chalik ben niski par l'niski egel. Just as a one-year-old sheep requires smaller nesachim than a two-year-old ram, so too a calf requires smaller nesachim than a bull. K'mash malan. Oyla Ayla Echa teaches, Niski Ayl ben Shalish ke Niski Ayl ben Shtayim. A carbon of a 3-year-old ram requires the medium Nesachim of a 2-year-old ram. Otherwise, we would have thought, Lefisha Metzino Shechilik Akaza ben Niski ben Shandel le Niski ben Shtayim. Yochel Nechalik ben Niski ben Shtayim le Niski ben Shalish. Just as a 2-year-old Ayl requires a larger Nesachim than a 1-year-old Kevis, so too a 3-year-old Ayl requires larger Nesachim than a 2-year-old Ayl. Kimash Malan. Oyla Seba Kfasim teaches, Niski Rechele ke Niski Kivsa. A female 2-year-old sheep requires the small nesachim of a female 1-year-old sheep. Otherwise, we would have thought, the fish metzina shechilak akaza ben niski kevis leniski ayil, yochel nechalik ben niski kivsa leniski rechela. Just as a male 2-year-old ayil requires larger nesachim than a male 1-year-old kevis, so to a female 2-year-old sheep requires larger nesachim than a 1-year-old sheep, kamash malan. Oyve Izim teaches, Niski Sar Kaniske Gedi. A 2-year-old goat requires the small Nesachim of a Gedi, a 1-year-old goat. Otherwise, we would have thought, Lefisha Metzino, Shechilik Akaza Ben Niske Kebis Leniske Ayil, Yochan Echalik Ben Niske Gedi Leniske Sar, Tamalema Oyve Izim. Just as a 2-year-old ayil requires larger Nesachim than a 1-year-old Kebis, so too a 2-year-old goat requires larger Nesachim than a 1-year-old kid goat. Kamash Malan.